For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A pretrial hearing has been set in the case of the St. Peter man charged with murder. 24-year-old Alexander Beckew appeared in Fayette County Court on Wednesday for a preliminary hearing along with the assistant state's attorney and Beckew's counsel, Edward Daters, whom was added to the case on Monday. Beckew was advised of his preliminary hearing rights, and he waived the preliminary hearing and a formal arraignment. Beckew was then arraigned on the sentencing terms and was made aware that two of his charges could result in extended terms. Counsel Daters then entered a plea of not guilty for Beckew and made a request for a jury trial. Beckew was then advised of his rights for a speedy trial, and a pretrial hearing was set for October 31st at 1 p.m. Beckew was arrested on August 11th following a shooting that occurred in Ramsey, in which the victim passed away. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Faced with a closed purse, the Illinois Department of Aging was forced to withdraw its rules for a plan to care for seniors, which the agency estimated would have saved the state hundreds of millions of dollars annually in the coming years. The Illinois Department of Aging's proposed Community Reinvestment Program was a plan to care for seniors not eligible for Medicaid in a manner that met their needs in the most cost-effective way. A similar method is used in several other states, but the General Assembly took away the money to execute the plan in July. The department formally withdrew its proposal last week. AARP Associate State Director Lori Hendren said the plan was rushed and could have resulted in quality of life issues for tens of thousands of Illinois seniors.
CRP was not the best step for to address and the safety and the well-being of seniors for today and tomorrow.
The proposed changes were fought by the SEIU labor union, whose members could have seen job losses in a streamlining of the system estimated to cost nearly $1 billion in just 5 years. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.